and just suck it up and take your senior discount and quit complaining.
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, I'm feeling good because the sun is shining. And I'll tell you, it has just been like terrible weather.
Rainiest July ever.
Rainy and just cool. You know, I want to be hot and sweaty and hear those, you know, bugs out in the woods where they're making that hot summer sound like locusts. And it just hasn't felt that way. It just feels like the leaves are twice the size they normal are. And all the trees are, you know, drooping down with the weight of water. And my grass is thick and we haven't been able to cut it because it's been raining so much. And I know it. And today looks like it's a little bit, it's some sunshine peeking out there. And so hopefully it'll be a nice hot summer day. I'm ready for some hot summer day. I'm totally good with global warming. I am totally good with it. So I know you may live in like the Northwest and you've got really hot weather and are melting, but we would like some of that here. So yesterday was really weird because it was like the sun would just come out and then it would pour down rain.
Yeah.
And then the sun would come out and then it would pour down rain. It was just really, really weird.
I did the same thing here.
Yeah. So
I'm ready to move to Canada.
Where they're still shoveling their driveways.
I don't want that part, but if it's just cool, you know, I like fall type weather.
Oh, no.
I'll move to Florida during the wintertime.
I don't know. I like hot and sweaty. I like to sweat.
Good for you.
But yesterday was Ben's birthday. He turned 28 years old. And there are 3 weeks from having number three Wilson grandchild, who's going to be a boy.
Wow.
I think they've got a name, but I shouldn't announce it just in case the whole world is waiting and I don't want it to get back to them. So,
sweet. Know. Happy birthday, Ben.
Yeah, he was sick the night before. He's like, and he thinks he's maybe detoxing from not drinking Dr. Pepper, but we'll see. I noticed his car was gone this morning, so he must have gone to work. So he's feeling better.
Good. So we had another big family man birthday this week, didn't we?
That's right. My brother, Kent. I think he's 54. And Scott surprised him with a happy birthday voicemail. He loved it, by the way, Scott. He thought that was great. That was probably the highlight of his day, maybe of his whole year.
I feel like I've made it to a new level of stardom now. Like Todd, for everybody listening, Todd called me. Well, he texted me and asked me if I would call his brother Kent on his birthday and leave him a message. Like I was a big star or something, you know, and it would make Kent's day. So I did. And I felt rather ridiculous doing it. I was like, hey, Kent, how's it going? So if you would like a personalized birthday message.
Don't release the Kraken, Scott. Don't release the Kraken.
$10 a piece.
That's right. That's right. That's what my brother Kent said. He said, you know, some celebrities charge for those little happy birthday announcements. So this could be your ticket.
I could,
Scott,
even say happy anniversary to your wife. I bet she would love it. $20 for that. And then you're covered. You don't have to do anything the rest of the year.
Yeah, Scott is there. Scott is there. He'll probably do little cameos in Disney animated features. You know how like they have a radio announcer in the background that's just kind of playing?
Yes.
And you'll hear, hey, Todd, how's it going? You know?
So I'm sure Disney is waiting for my response quickly.
I know it. Well, I'll tell you though, you know, I was in a, not in a, went to a wedding this weekend, and there was a guy standing over there, and he's got dark sunglasses on, and in a black suit. He looked like Men in Black. And I thought, man, that guy looks like John Crist, the comedian. Have you ever seen him on?
I think I have.
Yeah, he's kind of funny. If you're listening to this, John, kind of funny. But I saw him, and I, so I asked, I said, is that John Crist? And I said, oh, yeah, it is. And the guy has these sunglasses on during the whole wedding. I mean, there's no sun. And he looks like he's this, like, movie star wannabe, like, I'm famous, don't look at me. Because he's the only one in the whole place with this black suit on, Men in Black suit, and, you know, black, dark sunglasses. And, you know, I'm like, I'm making all these judgments. What a, you know, why would anybody do that? What a moron, you know? And then my son checks his, you know, like Instagram page or Facebook page, and he goes, oh, he had eye surgery. And I'm like, oh, I feel terrible. So,
you should not judge, Todd.
I know it. I know it. Lest you be judged. I know that. I probably will be. I do not have my dark sunglasses on right now. Scott can attest to that because he's looking at me on the screen.
You actually, I was looking up John Crist to see if I recognized him.
And that's the beauty of this show. Scott doesn't even listen to me.
You're going to have one of those.
I was checking out my whatever the weather for today.
What's the operation you get when you're older on your eyes and you have to wear those like Terminator sunglasses for days?
Cataract surgery?
Yeah. You're going to have that one of these days, and then people will make fun of you.
That's true. That's true. I probably, you know, I'm already starting to look into those kind of sunglasses because, you know, old people wear them, you know, when they're in their handicapped parking spaces. So
we should just beat the rush and go for the old man look now.
I know it. I know it. And just suck it up and take your senior discount and quit complaining. So, yeah, well, this week is fair week. Fair week has started at our house. You know, this county fair, you know, before we married into, before Rissa entered the family and Carolyn entered the family and McKenna entered the family, we were just a normal family. I mean, you know, we'd have the county fair and one evening out of the whole summer, you know, or the entire time that the fair was happening, we would go one evening, you know, get a corn dog or a elephant ear, walk through all the animal barns, take a look at the, you know, the 4-H projects, and then we would go home. But now that we are married into like families that do 4-H and all that stuff, it's an everyday event.
Are they like barrel racers in the rodeo?
No, they're just, but they, like yesterday they showed pigs and they do goats and they, and you know, two years ago, they didn't have it last year because of COVID. But 2 years ago, remember we camped there, we put the RV there all week and my wife stayed with the kids and, but they still stay there. So they've got like five campers, all of their whole family, and they hang out every night and everybody wants to go over there all day. And it's just quite the thing. I haven't been yet, but I know it's coming. So I'll make my one appearance maybe.
We haven't been back to our county fair in years when my daughter did 4-H, and our county fair is kind of in the hood. So it's kind of weird.
In the hood.
Yeah, it's not really the best neighborhood.
Oh, really? And,
it's in the mix of close to downtown Cincinnati, which just feels weird for a county fair. It feels like it should be out in the country somewhere.
Right.
Anyway.
Because they don't really have, they don't do pigs, they do pit bulls.
Well, if you stay there late enough, you start hearing like the sirens going off in the background and stuff.
Bang, bang. Yeah. Yeah. So that's going on as well. So, but in other news, Scott, you know, sometimes I feel very sobered by just the stuff that's going on in other dads' lives, because, you know, sometimes it's easy to complain about our little stuff. And I know, Scott, you know, we all have little stuff because we're dads, right? We have things that are just always happening. You know, things are broken, things have to be fixed. You know, the grass gets long and, or it's rainy or it's hot, not hot enough or too hot or locusts or whatever it is. And then you get news from a dad who's facing some really heavy stuff. This past week, and you know them, Scott, yeah. Bob Faribault, have you been getting the latest on them?
Yeah, I did see that.
Well, you know, Bob Farewell, just a longtime friend. Basically, we do what we do because of Bob Farewell and his family. When we started speaking at homeschool conventions, our very first RV convention where we took an RV was to Duluth, Minnesota. And we pull into the Duluth, Minnesota parking lot. It's freezing cold. I mean, it's sleeting. It's snowing. It's ugly. It's right there on the water, Lake Superior. And, you know, you can hear the big barges come in, that boop, you know, and the waves are just swells. It's just, it was brutal. And this guy is in one of those parkas. Remember how you used to have a parka like from 1970 that had a zipper that went all the way up the neck? You know, and had a little bit of fur around the edge, around the hood of the face. You had to have one because it was kind of like you had to.
But I've seen them. Yes.
You know what they were. Well, I had one. Well, Bob's in his, you know, he's from Florida, South Florida. So, you know, he's like, I probably had a windbreaker on and he looked like he was, you know, ready to climb Mount Everest. And, he had his big old MCI bus with a huge trailer, you know, the kind that could have a race car inside. It was just so long. And you know, we talked and we met and we had a Sunday service in their little, in their camper. And so we've just been friends for, I don't know, almost 20 years. And when we were in that bus, they had three kids at the time that were still at home, young kids. They had James and Joseph and Becca. And I don't know how many years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, James was killed in a car wreck, not too far from their home. And it was, you know, a terrible, terrible thing. And just this past week, I'm not sure what day it would have been. We're recording this on Wednesday. It could have been on like a week, Wednesday or Thursday of last week. And their daughter and all his kids are like super adventure kids. I mean, they've always done, you know, shooting guns and power gliding and parasailing. And I think they've had skydiving even on their own property. They have an airstrip on their property in South Florida. And Becca has been a skydiver. She works for a skydiving company or parachuting. I don't know that really the difference, but, she was in an accident. I don't know all the details of the accident, except that I know that it knocked her helmet off that had a camera on it and she broke her back. She has maybe very little feeling below her neck, maybe a little bit on her shoulders, down a few inches on her arms. She's on a breathing tube in her mouth, hoping to go to a trache, but she has to be able to breathe on her own, I guess. And just yesterday or the day before, she had a little stroke on the right side of her body. And it, I mean, it just sounds terrible, terrible. And yet, you know, I had got a text from him. And he said, you know, we're keeping extensive notes that we will share when we begin to write the total story of all God has allowed in this event. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings. And I'm like, man, how does a dad do that? You know, and they're just talking, they're thinking through these life changing things for their daughter and for their family. She's not married, doesn't have any children. But, you know, I know a lot of people are praying for miracles, a miracle, and it really does put, I mean, I don't even have any sufferings. It just puts everything kind of in perspective. You know, Todd, you have nothing to complain about, and today is a good day. So, Dad, I don't know what you're facing, but maybe we should just spend, and Scott, you know Bob.
Yeah.
Would you mind right now just praying for Bob and his family, just so I don't forget at the end, and Becca, his wife's name is Tina. So if you'd pray for them.
Oh, Father, we come to you. I don't even know what the words are, Lord. I can't imagine the sufferings to go through as a dad watching your daughter go through this. Lord, I pray for Bob and Tina that you would give them peace and give them your presence, Lord, like never before. Let them know you intimately and fill them with your spirit, Lord. God, we do lift up Becca and ask for a miracle for her. Whatever's broken, heal it, Lord. Whatever is wrong in her body, God, just touch her and heal her by your name and by your power, Jesus. I thank you for the blessings that that they're seeing. I confess I can't imagine seeing blessings in a situation like that, Lord, and I pray that you would continue to be their constant companion in this and lead them through this to healing and joy in you every day, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Dad, you know, I mean, it's also a reminder of enjoying this day because we don't know what tomorrow holds. Because I don't know if you feel this way, Scott. You probably don't, but I feel this. You know, I and my son Ben, he feels this as well. You know, we're both. He's got this swimming pool that, you know, it's an above ground pool, but it's level with their deck, and it's this huge deck. Remember, 2 years ago, they bought it from someone else. They disassembled the whole thing and then reassembled it back in their yard. And it takes a lot of work. And I know Ben because he said it. He said, and a couple different times, like, oh man, I mean, it's rained all week, so like we didn't even get to use it. And he goes, I know we only have about another month and a half, and then we have to shut the whole thing down again. And I kind of feel that way sometimes, like through the summer, like, you know, even you get to the 4th of July and I'm like, man, we're gonna be done with summer here in another month and a half. And then it's all over, you know, and then we got to go back to cold, and then we got to go back to and blah, 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 blah. And sometimes I'm afraid that maybe I'll miss the fun of today or the family of today kind of fretting about the future. And, you know, like for Bob, all of a sudden, you know, you're fretting, and he may not have been doing this, but you're fretting about, you know, the future, and your future has just changed. And now you have a different future, you know, and it's even hard to enjoy the day. So I don't know if you feel like that, Dad, but don't miss today. You know, yes, your kids are getting older. You're getting older. And one day it's not going to be like it is today, but today it is like it is today, and don't miss it. So if you got stuff to do, you know, on your summer bucket list yet, you know, cross it off so you can, you know, because you do have today. I know that my wife is still saying, oh, I still have so much I want to get done. So I'm trying to help on getting some of those things done. So yesterday we worked on the basement, and she reminded me when we were in the basement, like, this is not a one day thing, Todd. This may take a couple, 3 days. And I'm like, I'm in it, honey. And so probably shortly after I get done recording this, I'm going to have to go work on the basement some more. And then I have something to look forward to, like the garage, and some other fun things as well. So I don't know. You know, do you still have stuff, Scott, you'd like to get done or have projects that need to be worked on?
I just take whatever comes at me day by day. I don't plan any of this stuff out. Basically, it's whatever my wife decides I should do is
you
the
do
project
it.
I do. Or I try to weasel my way out of it. Those are common around here as well. I think that's one of the reasons I'm on this show is that I'm in danger of forgetting this stuff all the time. Like, we could finish the show today and I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to make today count. And I'm going to do the stuff with my kids. And a half hour later, I'll be like, these rotten kids, I'm going down to watch TV. You know?
So, yeah.
That's my
life. And I'm the same way too. I mean, it's just so hard because I know, like, Jed is he likes to do stuff. And so, I think I mentioned it last week, he bought a ping pong paddle, you know, like a $40 ping pong paddle, because he wants to be like ping pong.
Is he going to take lessons? I saw some guys the other night, my sons had,
yes,
because it rained so much, my sons had soccer practice at an indoor place.
Yeah.
That's funny enough called wall to wall soccer, but inside they also have baseball batting cages and they have a ping pong room where these,
really?
These grown men were being trained by like ping pong experts on how to really whack the ball, I guess, or whatever.
Ping pong senseis.
It was, yeah, it was quite the sight. I'd never seen that.
Yes,
before.
We've actually been looking for someone who, you know, might be able to do that because he's really good. I mean, he can beat me pretty easily. But I think he'd like to learn some new tricks.
When was the last time you played ping pong in college?
Yeah, well, I did play in ping college, but we do the about the annual Thanksgiving ping pong thing every once in a while, you know. But I know he's going to come in. So if I'm on this computer very long, he'll come in holding his little ping pong paddle in his little bag, and he'll say, "You want to play ping pong, Dad?"
Does he have a cool case, like a little leather case that zips shut around it?
He does have that. And he just has this desire to do it all the time, especially when I'm busy. You know, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, you want to play ping pong?" And I'm like, "Jed, I can't play right now. Okay, how about in the evening or something?" But again, you know, can I really make time? And so I've been trying to say, okay, I'll play 3 games, which takes about 20 minutes, and that seems to fill some of his tank, even though he'd play from now till I fell asleep every day, because he just doesn't know how to stop.
This may be more information than people want to think about with ping pong, but do you have one of those tables that you can like fold it up so you can play against, you know, like a wall?
We do. But it doesn't quite work. I mean, he was trying it yesterday, because if you hit it hard, it goes back too far, you know. It doesn't have that same response as a person. So
all right,
I don't know. Well, anyway, Dad, I don't know. Pong. Go ahead. What were you gonna say, Scott?
We've exhausted the ping pong conversation.
The ping pong battle talk is over. Well, I'm out of time. I'm out of stuff to talk about. The sun is now peering through my door here, so that it is beckoning me on. Dad, I hope you have a great week. Again, if you think about Becca, pray for Becca. Remember a while back we prayed for Jason and his son Samuel, and Samuel's getting close to going home. Don't forget to pray for Samuel. Dads, I get emails from lots of you fairly regularly, and I love it. Thanks for encouraging me, and thanks for being on the team. So don't fret about summer running out. Just enjoy summer today. If you still have some things on your bucket list or things you just like to do, get them done, because you're running out of time and because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. I'll even put in my romantic bedroom voice for your wife on her anniversary. Hey,
there you go.
Happy anniversary, babe.